there. Not really sure what I'm going to be talking about right now, but I just have this feeling, the need to talk it out because I've been holding it inside me. I feel in each and every relationship, there are contrasts and differences between two human beings because each human being is raised differently, is conditioned differently to different kind of environments and different ethics, different values. And as I had mentioned earlier as well in one of my podcasts, that acceptance is the key. If you accept the other person, the problem is solved. But our egos are wanting to control, which we call care sometimes. We confuse control with care, which is bizarre. I just realized 2 days back, because I had this massive fight with my husband and it went on and on. I gave him space, he gave me space. We slept in different rooms, we did not talk to each other, nothing at all, for good 2 weeks. And then one fine day, I came back from work and I said, "Do you want to talk about all that has transpired, or you want to keep going on like this?" And we sat down, and in my head, I was thinking that he would feel guilty or he would have remorse of whatever he said during the fight. And after I started talking to him, I realized that he's thinking from his own perspective, I'm thinking from my own perspective. And in his head, he thinks he's right. And in my head, I think I am right. So, two opposite poles, two different perspectives, two different opinions, and two different ways of looking at things. I thought he was at fault the way he spoke to me, and then things went on and on, and he thought that I was the one who started it and it was all my action and his reaction, and he did not feel any guilt or remorse in whatever he said or did. Initially, my human instinct made me feel terrible. I felt extremely, extremely disappointed and betrayed, and I was like, oh my god, this person doesn't even realize what he's done to me, blah 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 blah. But I came to terms with it. I meditated, I let it all out in the universe, I surrendered myself to the universe, and I said, okay universe, you take me to the place where I belong, and I don't want to be thinking about it, I don't want to talk about it, and this is it. And I let it go. I just let it go for a couple of days. I did not think anything. I just decided I'm going to be this peace-loving person who's going to go along with everything that's okay. I'm going to put across my point in a very peaceful, nice manner. All good, hunky-dory. And then suddenly, when my mind was quiet and when I was at peace, while I was boxing in my boxing session today, I realized that it's not his fault. He thinks from his own perspective. He's got his own issues in his head. And I think from my own perspective, I've got my own issues. So I feel, yes, two people come into a relationship. They are individuals. They do not lose their individuality. They accept each other to the extent that they have the capacity to accept. It's only this much that they can do. If everyone knew how to accept each other without any conditions and just love unconditionally and do not expect, then we all would have attained salvation by now. But I think it's all right. This is life. We are human beings. We are here on our own soul paths. Everyone's got their own journey, their own learnings, their own growth processes. And it's all right to fight. It's all right to feel bad. It's all right to be sad. It's all right to cry. It's all right to let go. It's all right to not have ego. It's all right to not hang on to each and every word that the other person says, whether in anger or whether they're in their senses, because you should be bigger than that. You should understand bigger than that. And I just released it all in my boxing session. And past couple of days, in my head, I was like, yeah, I'm at peace, yeah, I'm at peace. But still, you know, some things were coming back to me about what he said, what he did. And it's only today that I actually released it all. And I feel the peace. So here's a piece of advice for all of you. Whoever is in a relationship, if you feel really, really happy thinking about the person and you feel that you feel at home with that person, then it's worth fighting for with yourself, with your ego, to let it all go, to work on your relationship, to work on yourself. Always try and first work on yourself and then try and point finger at anyone else in any relationship, not only romantic, but in any relationship. They'll only help you grow. And also, just learn to let it go. This life is too short to hold on to things, to hold on to grudges. You'll be a better person and you will open your pathways to much better growth in life, much better success in life. Stay happy, stay peaceful, and let it all go. I like to hear who thinks that I'm right in doing whatever I'm doing. Do let me know.